Joe and Don DiMaggio and Nanny Fernandez star in Majors. Bear Crew Underdog at Seattle. And so over to Ernie Smith and news in the world of sports. First, Major League results.
And first, the National League today, where the New York Giants came back at the Brooklyn Dodgers to score a 6-4 victory. Pittsburgh 6, Cincinnati Reds 2, Boston Braves 6, Philadelphia Phillies 2, St. Louis Cardinals 4, Chicago Cubs 2. And in the American League, the New York Yankees again defeated Washington 9-3. The Boston Red Sox beat Philadelphia 3-1. The St. Louis Browns defeated the Chicago White Sox 6-5. And the Detroit Tigers defeated Cleveland 6-2. In Washington today, Joe DiMaggio hit a tremendous home run, a double and a single, and drove in 5 runs today to give the New York Yankees a 9-3 victory over the Senators, their second straight triumph. And at Boston, right-hander Joe Dobson, who wound up his 1941 season with 7 consecutive triumphs, started off an impressive start to a 3-2 with Captain Jimmy Fox batting honors with scored 2 runs against right full distance. Dominic DiMaggio, who had today, had 3-for-4 today. In Detroit today, the Detroit Tigers squared the new baseball season first series with the Cleveland Indians, capturing a 6-2 decision behind the 7-hit pitching of Paul Dizzy Trout. Rudy York's 2-run homer in the 5th inning featured an 11-hit Detroit attack off 3 5 pitchers. And in the National League today, Nanny Fernandez was really the star at Philadelphia. The Boston Braves made it 2 straight over the Phils, gaining a 6-2 victory behind the effective pitching and batting of Jim Tobin. Jim Tobin is the former Oakland pitcher. Except for the second, when Ben Warren tripled and scored on Bobby Bregan's single, and the ninth, when Danny Littweiler homered and Tobin checked the Philadelphia club. Nanny Fernandez, the rookie third stacker for the Boston club, made 4 hits in 5 times at bat. He has now made 7 hits in his first 2 games in the major leagues. Rather interesting, the report from Philadelphia today says he played with the San Francisco Seals last year. Apparently, Nanny is going to hit in the major leagues. And now getting down to the National League today, a rookie ace slugged the New York Giants to victory today. A lad by the name of Marshall belted a home run with the bags loaded, and the Giants trimmed the New York Dodgers 6-4. Incidentally, Higbee and Casey pitched for Brooklyn, and Adams and Melton for the New York Giants. At Cincinnati today, Elmer was no riddle to the Philadelphia Pirates, who knocked last year's leading National League hurler from the box with a 5-run outburst in the first inning and made it 2 straight over Cincinnati, 6-2. The St. Louis Cardinals even up their series today. They may not have the sluggers they used to have, but as long as their hitting is as timely as it was today, they'll be up near the top. The Redbirds bunched 6 of their 8 hits, including a triple and 2 doubles in 2 innings to defeat the Chicago Cubs 4-2 and to erase yesterday's setback.
Huskies favored to win despite Albrechtsen's wailing.
As the annual California-Washington 3-mile regatta nears, Coach Al Albrechtsen of the Washington Crew said today,
California should win the varsity and JV event.
And Coach Kai Bright of California said,
our crews will do their best, but the Huskies are the national champions.
The race will be staged parallel to the verdant shore of Lake Washington, Seattle, early this coming Saturday afternoon. Washington is 2-1 favorite in the varsity in spite of Al Albrechtsen's pessimism.